Blog Talk Radio.
Sports entertainment as usual. But without further ado, let's talk about this brutal Jet game, man. Man, where do I even start, man? I mean, for the past 3 weeks, I mean, the Jets, you know, they had, you know, they had the chance, you know, to go to the postseason. They had the power in their hands, and for 3 straight weeks in a row, at least, they pretty much choked away this division.
Yeah,
the Jets fall to the Dolphins, 19-17.
Yeah, it was Jets. I mean, this was a do or die game, and they didn't do what they had to do today.
Oh yeah, they haven't, man. They haven't Dolphins. They haven't last Christmas Eve day, which me and you happened to go to.
Yeah.
And the Giants just, man, they just dominated the Jets that last week, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It goes without saying, the past 3 weeks, and then you go back a week before that, you know, the Giants rival, the Phillies, they were up 28-0, and then Santonio Holmes is celebrating after he scores a touchdown. I mean, the writing is on the wall, man. This team has been consistently inconsistent. And they started off strong, then they've pretty much choked this division.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers, man. They have the most turnovers in football, I think. Turnovers that lead to points, and today they had 3 or 4 more turnovers today, and 3 of those were because of Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, he had 3 interceptions. He threw for 2 touchdowns, but obviously, you know, the 3 interceptions was the story. I mean, he, you know, they're supposedly, for the past 3 years, they're supposed to be a ground and pound team.
Yeah.
And this year they totally, you know, they totally strayed away from it. And Mark Sanchez is pretty much, as you saw in that Giant game, Mark Sanchez is not a guy who should be throwing almost 60 passes in a game. I mean, they should use their strength, you know. They should use LT more. They should use John Green more to rush the ball.
Yep.
And then, you know, you use Sanchez to pass, but relying on him to be like a, you know, to be a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, I mean, you know, this is just ridiculous. It's not going to happen, man.
Yeah, that's where you get into trouble, man. There was one, I think it was in the third or fourth quarter, where Sanchez should have just threw the ball away. He was about to be sacked, and he just threw it right to a Dolphin player.
Yep.
I mean, that's inexcusable. You can't be, like, just throw the ball away or get sacked.
Exactly.
No need to, you know, throw the ball to try to throw it downfield, you know.
And, I mean, there's no excuse, man. The Jets, man, this was supposed to be, you know, they've been talking, you know, running their mouth, you know, for the past years. I mean, for the most part, they've backed it up. I mean, other than winning a championship, you know, these last 2 years. But this year, man, they really spit the bit right here. I mean, you know, they're talking on this, you know, all this trash about, you know, winning the Super Bowl. And, let's face it, we all know it ain't easy to win a Super Bowl. But,
yeah,
I mean, for them not to show up, I mean, let's be real. Most likely they weren't going to make the playoffs, you know, today anyway. Because they would have needed at least 3 teams to lose. So,
yeah.
I mean, all they had to worry about was winning and then worry about what happened. You know, what happened after that. But
right. With
them losing, I mean, with the offense not even doing anything, I mean, come on. You know, they brought on themselves.
And Dolphins didn't even do that much today either.
They didn't. I mean, the Jets was leading them most of the game pretty much until the fourth, and the Jets didn't even do anything. I mean, the Jets had a small cushion anyway. Jets was never blowing them out anyway. So.
Yeah.
Not like, oh my gosh, it's a collapse. I mean, today's game, I mean, they just had a small lead, and pretty much they gave it up.
And what happened to Santonio Holmes? Did they take him out of the game, or what was going on there?
Man, this is what equally vexed me also about the post game stuff. Well, here's what happened. They're not, you know, of course, they want to keep it in house. They don't want to say something. Pretty much, Santonio Holmes had an argument with one of his teammates. I mean, I don't know who it was, but I mean, I didn't see the footage, so I couldn't tell you who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they're keeping it in house. I mean, you know, Mark Sanchez, none of those guys want to say anything. And pretty much, he said that somebody on the Jets, I believe that he said was Patrick Turner or something like that. Some guy pretty much spoke to him and told him to leave the. He was a coach, and he told him to leave the field, and he left.
Oh.
And normally, a guy who's supposed to be a captain on the team, a guy who's supposed to play with pride, you know, if someone's going to tell you that, you'd at least fight. Not really physically fight, but argue, like, you know, there's no way. This is the biggest game of the year. There's no way
right.
I'm going to just, you know, I'm supposed to be one of the captains of the team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you go down with the ship. And he just walked away, and he just took off his, you know, his stuff, and then just, you know, happened to score a touchdown, and they get his reaction, and he has no reaction whatsoever.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's another joke. And then when you listen to the post game stuff, out of all the people, I mean, Santonio Holmes didn't care. For Marty, man, he was laughing in the press conference. He didn't care either. The only person that seemed like they cared was, I mean, obviously Rex Ryan. The only player that seemed like they cared was Bart Scott, even though he hasn't really done anything this year either.
Yeah.
And Mike DeVito. Other than that, all the other guys, Mark Sanchez, I mean, he seemed like, oh, shucks, he willikers, oh, you know, I had that game, you know, we're going to go through stuff. I mean, it looked like he, you know, he was just, he looked like he was scared. He looked like, he couldn't talk to the veterans because, you know, these guys, you know, some of these guys on the team, like LT, are, you know, future Hall of Famers and you know, they're perennial all-star players, and he, you know, he feels scared to talk up against them.
Right, right.
But, I mean, come on, man. You're the quarterback. I mean, you know, you're supposed to have a set. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
so you're like the leader of,
exactly.
of all the guys.
I know, and they I mean, nobody seemed, most of the people didn't even really seem like they cared. And then for Marty, he's taking shot at the offense. You know, they didn't come through, but the defense came through, stuff like that. And, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
they need a lot of changes.
Put up a better effort. You know?
They need a lot of changes, for real.
Oh, and, you know, number one talk is going to be Sanchez, whether he's the right guy for the Jets.
That's another huge question right there. I mean, you know, this guy regressed. Is it completely his fault? No, because you know they got some guys on the team who aren't even protecting him. You know, to give him time to, you know, to throw.
Yeah.
You know, it just you know, for example, like Dukas and Mulligan, all these other guys on the team. I mean, they're not doing the job, man. You know, they suck.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it. They're not pulling
their
weight.
Some changes. I mean, they may have to do something with that offensive line. If you get another running back.
True. They need to get younger. You know, because all these veterans, you know, they're getting washed up.
Yeah.
They could talk about it, but if you're not about it, I mean, nothing's gonna change. You're just a joke.
I mean, I thought they would put a better effort and to lose the Dolphins. Dolphins,
know,
who, you know,
thing.
Love beating the
about,
Jets.
We're not even talking about the divisional rival and the history they have, you know, with those two teams. We ain't even talking about that. We even talk about that. We're just talking about pretty much this is a win or lose situation.
Yeah.
Win and pray. Pray that, you know, all the other teams that you need to lose will lose today.
Right.
or you go home. And Jets didn't even took the ball and go home. They just took it and then crawled away home. And it's just unbelievable. You know, I was, you know, being optimistic, thinking, you know, hey, you know, they were going to at least win the game. If they didn't win, you know, I mean, if they didn't get the help that they needed, you know, it was too little too late. But, unfortunately, they could even do that.
Yeah, it's, you know, that Santoni Holmes thing, that was mind-boggling. I mean, should have been on the field.
And we were talking about this 2 weeks ago when Santonio Holmes, you know, scored a touchdown. I think the score was like 28-19 or something at that point. He's celebrating. It was like 28-14 or 28-19. I lost track.
Yeah.
Celebrating. The team was beating up on the Jets 28-0, and he's celebrating because he scored a touchdown. And not only did he celebrate that he scored a touchdown, he mocked the Eagles' taunt.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously.
I don't know what's going through his head, you know, sometimes.
Yo, and then they were talking about the you know, offensive coordinator, Schottenheimer, who was most likely going to be gone anyway.
Yeah.
Probably going to be the Dolphins head coach anyway.
Right.
And Santonio Holmes, he didn't defend anybody. He didn't say, oh, you know, it's, you know, the typical players, oh, you know, it's not my decision, you know, and stuff like that. And then the last question they asked him, do you want to stay with the Jets? He just walked away. He just didn't answer that question, right? I mean, come on, man.
That's tough.
I know there was some problems with him in Pittsburgh, but now I see why, you know, they couldn't deal with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, I mean, this guy is an incredibly talented player. I mean,
yeah, he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. The guy is clutch. You know, but come on. I mean, this guy, man. I mean, he got to keep his head in the game, man.
He's stubborn sometimes.
That's why you can't, you know, that's why you got to give a captaincy to somebody who's been on the team for a long time and, you know, who's a proven leader. Not a guy just because he's a superstar, you just put the C on his shirt and then you assume the guy is going to be the man, you know?
I agree with you.
I mean, you know, before this game, you know, I was feeling positive. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start the show. I'm going to lead off talking about the Knicks, you know, because the NBA is back. You know, last time we did this show 2 weeks ago, you know, the NBA, you know, wasn't back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, you know, Christmas Day, you know, the Knicks beat, my memory, it's Celtics.
Boston Celtics, yeah.
Right, they beat the Celtics Christmas Day, feeling good. They lost the other two games, you know. And then yesterday they had a great performance with Amar Stoudemire.
Yeah, Josh Harrison came through.
What were you saying?
Josh Harrison, the rookie, the big game.
Yeah. You know, Josh Harrison, he had his best game of his career. Had a double-double, 14 points. What was it, 13 rebounds?
Yeah.
Carmelo, how many points he had? Like
23,
I think?
Yeah.
You know, they play well, you know. And Tony Douglas had a good game as well. I mean, everybody pretty much showed up and, you know, they picked up the slack that Amari Stoudemire, you know, not playing. You know, they play like a team.
Yeah, and you're going to lead off with that, but unfortunately, you know, Jets.
Yeah.
This loss is going to be, well, if the Giants lose tonight.
Man, that's another.
That's another big loss for a New York team.
I know, and this is going to be, what, the second or third year in a row Giants collapse or something?
Because 2 years ago, 2009, they were really never in it, I would say. Last year, that collapse was,
yeah, that was
that's not a good word. But this year, yeah, I mean, I mean, they're not a great team, the Giants. Neither of these teams is playing tonight. The Giants and Cowboys are great, but, you know, one of them has to win the division tonight.
Yep.
And if Giants lose, then there's going to be major repercussions. Tom Coughlin might go, and you know, there might be some major changes, and this will be another big loss, and both teams will get it from our fans tomorrow on the radios.
Oh, yeah, man.
On the talk circuit.
Man, it's going to be crazy, man. The Jets game just ended like a little over 2 hours ago, and you could even feel the tension, you know, with the team, you know.
Yeah.
With Santonio Holmes with Sanchez not getting any receptions.
Yeah.
From Marty's comment about, you know, the defense versus the offense, how defense played good, but the offense didn't. I mean, you know, this is going to get ugly. The only way how this football season in New York is going to get ugly is if Giants collapse too today. I mean, later tonight at 8 o'clock. I know you're going to check that out for sure.
Yeah, it's a big game, you know. Giants, good thing is Giants will be at home, so that'll be a good thing. So
Giants,
they have to win tonight, you know.
Giants play three straight home games. I mean, and of course, I'm including the Jet home game at MetLife Stadium, aka Giants Stadium.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, the Giants should be. I mean, this should be in Giants' favor, and also. Romo, his hand is hurt. They have, you know, feel he should be ready to play anyway. But you know, Romo's knock is that, you know, he hasn't been a big time quarterback.
Yeah, like in December, it's just not good. After December, he turns into a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Although 2 years ago. Yeah, exactly. You know, but. 2 years ago, he did, the Cowboys did win the division. They did beat the Eagles in the first round. He did get in the second round of the playoffs, but it hasn't been enough, you know. Cowboys have had high expectations, but they haven't.
They've had high expectations, you know, because they've always been America's team, you know.
Yeah.
And he ain't cutting it.
So tonight, if they lose, I mean, who knows what happens with them?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be ugly over there.
Yeah.
They better hope Dirk Nowitzki becomes their quarterback, too. Because they ain't winning nothing, man.
Yeah.
If they don't win tonight, man, it's going to get ugly down there.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna have 100,000 stadium and no playoff games to play in it. If Giants come through today.
Yeah.
But yeah, switching gears to now to the NBA. Like we were saying, Knicks is back.
Yep.
Knicks, of course, won that Celtic game. You know, KG, Kevin Garnett, missed that last second shot to lose the game, the first game of the season. And after the game, he started choking his former teammate, Bill Walker.
Yeah.
And he pretty much didn't get any suspension for that. I mean, obviously it was after the game, but, I mean, isn't this, you know, not a good image you want? First game back, in the NBA, having an NBA game, and you don't even discipline your one of your star players?
Yeah. And the Knicks, you know, the last two games, they've been lacking in defense, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They didn't help each other out. But the game last night, I saw the highlights, and they played better defense. Chandler has been okay. He hasn't been.
Yesterday was easily his best game, you know, his first 20-point game as a Knick.
Yes, 22 points and, what, 8 rebounds. 3 block shots or something like that.
Yeah, I think he had like 3 or 4 block shots.
Yeah. So they still need to like play better defense, you know.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, he pretty much dominated the Kings. But then again, the Kings is you know, after the Knicks lost, they're 1-3, so it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're that awesome anyway, so.
Yeah, I just hope that they learn to play together and, you know, be the team that everyone expects them to be.
I sure hope so.
Right now they're at 500, so that's good.
Yeah. And Anthony Douglas, I mean, this guy easily had his best game of the year, you know, with 17 points and the 8 assists. You know, you gotta tip your hat to him.
Yeah, but he also needs to be more consistent also.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
Whole team needs to be more consistent.
Yeah. And, of course, this was the return of Mike Bibby, you know, in Sacramento, you know.
Yeah.
First time as a Knick. I mean, he only scored 3 points, but, you know, must have been weird, you know. I mean, I know this is not his first year, you know, away from Kings. I mean, obviously he was with Cavaliers and Heat last year. So this isn't obviously his first year away from them, but it still must be weird, you know.
Yeah,
playing against
the
team you know, you've been famous with.
Yeah.
It's
business, yeah, exactly, you know. He probably doesn't even give a damn.
Yep. All you care about is the paycheck. Hopefully winning a championship with the Knicks this year, hopefully. But
yeah,
there's a lot that needs to go through. Knicks have to actually, you know, play defense, you know, seriously play some defense.
Yeah, I'm hoping he could be, you know, he can be a big help to the Knicks this year, a backup point guard.
Yeah. And Baron Davis, you know, in a couple of weeks or a month or two, come hopefully healthy and, you know, see that spark he was with Golden State and, you know, with the Hornets early in his career. So keep our fingers crossed with that one.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to come back. I'm waiting to see how he, if he can still produce.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Yeah, lastly, you know, WWE, they're going to have that that on Raw tomorrow. They're going to have that mystery. Remember that mystery promo? They're going to finally reveal who it's for.
Yeah.
Rumors for Jericho, Undertaker, Ryback, which is Sheffield. You know, the former member of Nexus appearing with a new gimmick, but who knows? I mean, if it ain't Chris Jericho or I don't know, somebody that we're not. What were you gonna say?
I think it's gonna be Undertaker.
Yeah, if it's Undertaker, I mean, Undertaker is a legend. I mean, but the guy comes back 100 million times already. I mean,
of course, yeah.
They did something like that last year, and there was rumors that it was originally for Sting, but of course Sting remained with TNA, so they used it for Undertaker. So there's rumors that they're gonna, you know, if Jericho don't show up, you know, it's gonna be if Jericho doesn't, you know, show up, it's gonna be for Undertaker. But I hope it's Jericho or somebody we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, if it is Jericho, I mean, what is this gonna be, a new character or something?
Well, yeah. Well, he said that he's never gonna come back, you know, as you know, using the same gimmicks he's used before.
Oh.
But as of right now, I don't know if he's just trying to protect the gimmick. He's saying that he's never coming back and all that stuff. So I don't know if he's trying to, you know, in the internet, you know, age, you know, he's trying to, you know, keep it a secret, which is extremely hard because, you know, there's always internet stuff, you know.
Right.
Reporting stuff, so I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see tomorrow.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, CM Punk is the new champion. He won it at what's the name of it? TLC, right? He retained it.
The
right. Right. He won it at the right. Right. I don't remember who he retained it from. Del Rio.
Wasn't it like a three-man thing?
Oh, right. It was, yeah. Del Rio and Finn, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
And, Daniel Bryan cashed in the Money in the Bank after Big Show beat Mark Henry to snap his 9-year championship out. And Zack Ryder, finally won the United States title. First time in a long time, you know, the title, you know, over here, the known Booker, Cody Rhodes defeated Booker T. They're going to have their rematch, the split set to snap their 1-1 tie. Like I was saying, first time in a long time that title holders you can't really complain about.
Yeah, I can't complain.
But of course, I want to thank you all, guys, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Sports Urban Legend. With my co-host McCall and Nancy, I'm going on a mole. Happy New Year, guys. I'll see you next week.
Happy New Year.